welcome back to the Mix Files. I'm Cooter, your host for the Mix Files, and our guest this week is Ked Dieter. Excellent guitar player, pretty good human being, disc jockey for Mixtreme Radio on Sunday night, and we had a good time putting this Mix Files together for you and ourselves. The Mix Files premieres an interview with a new exposure artist each week on Saturday Night Rocks. Saturday Night Rocks airs on Saturday night, of course, beginning at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time U.S. and going till midnight. Sometimes a few minutes later, but pretty close to midnight. We appreciate you tuning in. Ked and I had a wonderful time putting this Mix Files together. Well, I don't think I'm speaking out of turn that Ked had a good time too. I can speak for myself though. I had a terrific time. Like to remind you to please check the homepage on Mixposure.com frequently. I put up a blog there each week, usually on Thursdays, with information about our guest for the next coming Mix Files and links to that artist's page and links to the chat room and links to the radio. And there's so many links you'd think I was a golfer, but I'm not. We appreciate you tuning back in for the Mix Files. I'm Cooter. Hope you enjoy it as much as Ked and I did. So how did you get into music, Ked?
I think it was pre-programmed into me. I think my DNA was pre-stamped, bang, that's what you're going to do.
Yeah.
I got a guitar at the age of 9, figured out what I was supposed to do with it. By 10, I was, you know, playing a few gigs here and there.
Uh-huh.
And I never looked back since then, except for, you know, taking some time off and driving a truck or doing something else. It's always been bread and butter. Guitar was the thing.
I hear you.
Yeah, so that's pretty much, I know that sounds weird, but there's not much more than that. I got influenced by everybody I started to hear, you know, anything that was, you know, on a record player when I was a kid, be it Dr. Zhivago or Tijuana Brass or Elvis Presley,
uh-huh,
or the Harmonic Cats, you know, that was my first exposure to recorded music, that and whatever was on television at the time.
Yeah.
And keep in mind that this is the early 60s.
What was your first guitar? Do you recall what it was?
A pan copy of a Mosrite. That was my first electric guitar, and I think a Standale amp.
Yeah.
Oh, that thing rocked. Good old tube amp just rocked.
Yeah. I have one of those Silvertone guitars that the guitar came in a case, which was also a tube amplifier. Have you seen those things?
I've played through one of those. They're fabulous.
I just love that little thing. Toys. Yeah, it is a great toy. Do you recall the first time you ever jammed with other musicians?
10 years old.
Man, you just did everything right out of the box, practically, didn't you?
It was decree. It was what it is, man. What it was. It just, I don't know any other way to explain it to you.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think that's cool is everything, man.
I was stamped. My DNA was stamped that I do this.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I hear you.
I got blessed, man. I can touch the conduit. I can just reach in and touch it anytime I want.
Yeah.
That to me is greater than any monetary gift you could give me. Any gift you could give me, any monetary aside, that sounded very greedy, and I apologize. That shouldn't come across that way. But the greatest gift that I'd be given beside love is this the sense and comprehension of vibration and what it does to me. And hence music is a form of vibration that I have learned how to understand and replicate and make of my own or at least put my stamp on, because I'm the one that is the instrument by which the music flows. You know, that's a personal thing, and that's where
right.
You understand what I'm saying?
I do, and I believe that anyone, this is a conversation that does require listening to. This is not the kind of thing I think someone would get if they've got music playing in the background and they're doing five other things while the conversation's mm-hmm. going mm-hmm. on. But mm-hmm. I think I'd like to use that one in the mix files. That wasn't my purpose, but
that's fine.
Man. Okay. Thing I wanted to ask you about really was 114-1 Reputation for Sale, because that song just kicks my ass. I love that thing, man. That is just outstanding from the get-go all the way till the very last it's over, and I wish it wasn't.
Oh, the incredibly gifted Jim Rustemeyer is the half the brain to that project. I have never enjoyed creating a collaboration so much as the whole. We did like three or four songs together just based around this theme, and this was one of the songs that came out of that, and I was so blessed to work with Jim on this. He's got such an incredible bend on life, and
he does
Monday nights, and he'll share that bend with you, and it's great it's great interaction. It's great fun. Mm-hmm. And to work on music with him, the song Beckwheat, you know, that screw sound that's going right through the middle of the song? You know what I mean?
I do.
Okay, that's a Jim sample.
That doesn't surprise me.
And I built
me.
The whole song around that sample.
It doesn't surprise me a bit.
It's just, you know, and the whole thing is, we were picking on Senator Rod Blagojevich. That was the whole thing. And the parody that I used for this was Nixon. I summed up my best voice actor's Nixon voice.
Uh-huh.
And sort of applied the whole theme and plot to, you know, the impeachment of Rod Blagojevich, or the undersumming, as you call it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the story. That's 114-1. He was voted out of the Congress, or whatever it is. Hang on one second. He was voted out of the Congress by 114-1. And I think the only vote was his own to keep himself. Yeah, so this whole story is all about Helmet Head, man, and it was just great. The project that Jim and I developed was called The Daily News.
Uh-huh.
That's what it's all about. It was just these things that were in The Daily News, and Jim and I were just picking on it. Just absolutely, you know, poke, 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 poke as hard as we could.
I thought it was a beautiful thing myself.
I'm Canadian, so I can take a stab at American politics and not get in too much trouble.
Yeah.
You know, so that was even the more fun part about it. I'm sure I'm on some crap list somewhere in the FBI and CIA. I'm absolutely sure of it because of that song.
Well, I thought it was hilarious, and I loved it.
And it's taking social comment and exploring some fun with it. You know, I would love to get that on Colbert. Or any of those Jimmy Kimmel, those crazy political, you know, late shows that are on TV.
Yeah.
And let the boys have at this is great fun. So, you know, but it's hard to get inside that circle. It truly is hard work. Jim and I both know.
Bye-bye, Birdie.
Your Honor, this is very ill-advised. You could be impeached, investigated. You could spend 50 years in a federal prison.
Come over here, my boy. Take a look out the window. See the sky, the buildings, the streets, and the people? It's all mine. Do you know why I'm the governor? I tell you, it's because America doesn't have a monarchy. The people love me. Yes, yes, yes. My Shekels Holding Company, $500,000 U.S. That is my market. I set the price.
Sir, the SEC could do an audit. They could track the money. You can't sell a Senate seat, sir.
Can he move the money? Will he be our boy? Does he understand what it means to be part of our machine? Can he meet our price? My sky, my buildings, my street, my state, my people. This is America. It's all about free enterprise. Know what that means? Success is measured in dollars. The man with the most dollars runs things.
114-1. 114-1. Bye-bye. 114-1. 114-1. You got voted out. 114-1. Bye-bye, Turkey. 114-1. 114-1. See you later, alligator. Woo! 114-1.
Power. You know what power is? Knowing a man's price, knowing what he wants. Power is me picking up the phone and telling a man to commit a terrible crime, knowing he will do it, even if it means he might get himself sent to prison, shot, or lose his family. and knowing he won't say a word because he fears my money, my power, and because he loves me.
114 to 1.
114 to 1. 114 to 1. Vote it out. 114 to 1. Impeach me. 114 to 1. Bye-bye. 114 to 1. 114 to 1. Impeach Turkey. Impeach, impeach, impeach. 114 to 1.
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 114 to 1. Who's the one?
My sky. My streets, my building, my people, my state. Here I am, Jesus Christ, the Holy Ghost, and God Himself. Because the people need me. Because the people love me.
Sir, I'm sorry there are four federal investigators from the Department of Justice in the Outer Office, and they have a warrant. What should I tell them?
What do you mean by that, Sonny? Just what are you talking about?
114.
Hey! Get those things off of me!
114 to 1.
What do you mean you have a writ?
114 to 1.
I don't know what you're talking about. Speak clearly, son. I can't tell you what you're... What? What do you mean by that, son? What are you trying to tell me? Hey! Get those things off of me! Where are you taking me? I'm the governor, don't you know?
114 to 1.
Don't! You're gonna bust my hair! Now be careful with that hair, son. I paid a lot for that hair.
114 to 1.
What? What? What do you mean by that?
114 to 1.
I'm the governor. You can't do that.
114 to 1.
Just who do you think you are?
114 to 1.
I have all the money.
114 to 1. 114
what?
To 1.
What did you say to me, son?
114 to 1.
What did you say to me, son?
114 to 1.
I'm the governor.
114 to 1.
I am the governor.
114 to 1.
What do you mean by that?
114 to 1.
Don't muss my hair.
114
that cost me a lot of money, don't you know?
114 to 1. 114 to
don't
1.
You dare call me Helmet Head.
114 to 1. 114 to 1.
114 to 1.
Now we mentioned buckwheat.
Buckwheat.
Buckwheat. Just a minute ago. I knew I was going to do that before
good,
we even
good.
Started talking. Because the first, I had to do a double take on the name to make sure it wasn't buckwheat when I first looked at it.
Too funny.
And my note on that one, I actually made a note to myself on that one. A magic okay. mushroom. Techno, killer guitar, good time ride. That's what I call Beckwheat.
That is my tribute to Jeff Beck.
Uh-huh.
I have always been a Jeff Beck fan. He's one of the reasons why I play guitar like I play guitar. And I wanted to honor the master by, this is what you influenced me to do. And I wanted to just say thank you in a song.
Uh-huh.
And that's what Beckwheat's all about.
So when you created the song, when you sat down to write the song, did you already have some kind of a idea in mind?
No.
You just
no.
sat down and started creating.
No,
started
I had
doing.
No clue. The only thing that drove me to do that song was that screw that Jim sent me.
Uh-huh.
And I doubled and tripled it and quadrupled it all the way through the song so that it... That's what the basis of that song was.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just started writing drums and I started writing bass and guitar. And in about, I don't know, 2 days, I had Beckwheat in pre-master mix. And as much that goes on in there, I stayed up many hours.
Yeah.
and was, carving that out of the woodwork. But that was that's what that song is my tribute to Jeff Beck.
Yeah, that's a kicking tune, too.
A magic mushroom.
Yeah, let's see. What I wrote is a magic mushroom, techno, killer guitar, good time ride. That's what I wrote down here for my note on that one.
That's just hilarious.
I think the song pretty much just speaks for itself, but another crappy pop song.
That is my genuine middle finger salute to the ilk of the idol, the American Idol ilk. That is just, at that point, my sentiment was to raise my finger in middle gigantic bear paw salute to that whole genre of things that were going on TV. It was just so fake. It was so pre-programmed mush shoved through the machine, and you know, out it comes as homogenized hoop chapaw, you know. And it just was just awful. I couldn't take anymore. There was no talent, there was no anything. It was just Were they ever allowed to do an original song? I think once or twice they allowed that to happen. Yeah. But that should have been the more, you know, not the cover of the song and what's your badass version and blah. And, you know, dog, you know, whatever. You know, who are you to judge what Daughtry did? You know what I mean? He finished fourth or third in a competition, mm-hmm. and the guy's still outselling 10 times what the records of half the other artists who were first, you know, finished first place.
Yeah.
So that was also, I stand in salute with my friends at McSposure at my back, and we all, if you read... read the comment of what I put about that song on my mix site, you will understand. There's a very distinct description. This was for all my brothers and sisters at McSposure who are out there playing their original music when they let shite like that on TV. I'm sorry, you know. So there it is. There's more influence from McSposure.
Pop music that we listen to is gone. I guess it's just another typical story about...
It's just another crappy pop song! Somebody another crappy song!
Stand Tall, where did the idea for it come from?
One of my lifelong best of friends was fighting with a addiction to a substance.
Uh-huh.
And I hadn't spoken, the last time I saw him was about a year before I wrote this song. And I didn't run into him until a couple of years ago. And I thought he was gone. But the whole song is about, you know, stand up. When you have to fight, that means you have to stand up. You can't fight from your knees. You can't fight from your face, flat in the floor. You got to stand up. And the first thing you got to do is stand tall and recognize who and what you are and what you're facing. And from there, you know, you take steps to fix what is wrong with yourself. And that's basically what that whole song is about, is stand tall. Mm-hmm. Stand for yourself. Mm-hmm. No crying. No whining. You do something wrong, you stand there and pay the price. You do something right, don't expect pats on the back. Just because you did it right doesn't mean you deserve something. It's, it just means that you did something right and you didn't affect somebody else. So that's the deep, dark, true story about that song.
Mm-hmm.
And the the ironic part is, after running into him again, after many, many years, he's cleaned up himself. He's found a way to be cool, groovacious, and happy guy.
Hey, people, listen what I say. Don't you treat the situation with such dismay. Gotta do something about it. Gotta make things work out right. Keep it going this way. You know you're headed for a fight. Twice a day transaction. Run from hand to hand. Don't you know you listen to what your friends say. Get some sense of direction and get it going the right way. You gotta stand tall. You gotta stand tall, don't you fall. You gotta stand. You do and how you do it, well it don't matter just as long as you stay true to it. Don't let it slip away while it's still within your grasp. Life is like a race car. Damn, this thing rides fast. Here they come. One by one, brick walls and problems. Oh man, this ain't no fun. You gotta push them down. You gotta push them right out of your way. Playtime is over. It's time to put the toys away. You gotta stand tall. You gotta stand tall.
about Shortbread?
Oh, that's Brace Impact. That's myself and J-Man, the bass man.
Mm-hmm.
One of my other very, very, very good friends and fellow musicians. That's from a project which Jay and I are going to release eventually. May even have one fresh song for it. We're not sure, but that was cut back in, I think, 2007, 2008. It's been on Exposure a long time, the Brace Impact project. And basically what it is Jay and I would sit down with the jam station, the JS5 Boss jam station, plug mm-hmm. it into our Cubase SX, and I would program a drum line, or he would set up a drum line, and we would make one pass on whatever we did all the way through. Mm-hmm. Jamming on the spot, literally on the spot. All that stuff that you heard is jam. But either he would make a pass with the drums, and then I would lay some guitar over one pass. But there are no edits anywhere on that album whatsoever, and there won't be. So that song is Shortbread, I think, is the one I sent you. The songs are about food, because every time we seemed to create one of these things, there was always food around. So that's what Shortbread was around Christmas time, I think. And my beautiful wife brought down shortbread, and Jay and I ate a couple of pieces, and bang, out came this song. You know, it was so cool.
Thank you.
KB3-7, what about that?
Oh, yes. Shall we bend the outside of the triangle just a little bit more?
Let us do.
Oh, this is my attempt to make you go WTF or STUFU, STUFU. You know what all that means.
I know the WTF, but I'm not sure about the STUFU.
Shut up.
Oh, yeah, and... Yes.
Yeah, okay. I'm looking for that response with this song. It is an absolute. I took the sledgehammer to the outside, the inside of this triangle, and busted my way out. And I'm standing on the outside, and this is what I created.
So we listen.
It is obscure, angular, compelling. It is odd. It is unusual. You may hate it, and I respect that. I completely respect that. But as long as it makes you go WTF, I'm a happy boy. We'll be right back.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it, the way that technology has progressed so that. Well,
do you want to know what the real kicker was for me? I'm a certified recording engineer.
Uh-huh.
I have my papers. I have my tickets.
Got you.
And when I left this digital learning and digital modeling and digital aspect of everything was just becoming part of the mainstream of music manipulation and recording. And I got out, it was still buttons and dials. You know, mm-hmm. I still remember having to cut tape working in some of the studios that I worked in.
Yeah.
And I got really good at it to do edits, you know, but the I must say the transmission to working in the digital media or working within the computer like I do now took me about a year and a half to apply my recording engineer skills to the new format. You know, I still use buttons and dials and whatnot, but most of my manipulation is done now within the computer.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I have a question for you.
Yeah, man.
And I want you to ask the faithful. Do you know who named Mixstream Radio?
I do not.
Do you think you can find out who?
Is this a question you already know the answer to?
Yes.
Then why should I? Can't you tell me?
No, because I want to see if you can find out a little bit of history about... Do you know who started Mixstream Radio?
I believe that Mike Kay did.
Mike Kay did, absolutely. And then somebody renamed what was just Mix Radio.
So I'm guessing that might be you.
Yes, it was me.
Okay.
I came up with it in a fit of, oh my God, Todd, you got to do this.
Uh-huh.
You got to do this. And I bugged him because we had already had the mix page. And then after a while, he just kind of went, you know what? You're right. Mixstream Radio it is. So that's my legacy to the world, is I got to name that great radio station.
Cool.
And nobody on Mix knows that.
They will now. Yes, yeah, stars have vibrations as well, and they've been recorded now. It's amazing. There is music from the sun.
Exactly. There always has been.
Literally, yeah, yeah.
Always has been. Much before we've ever discovered it, it's always been there.
Oh, yeah.
And vibrations have always been there. Even we're born with vibration, you know. We're conceived with vibration, if the truth be known,
mm-hmm.
you know. So that's what I call tapping into the conduit. Those of us who are blessed literally with the ability to do so when we wish in any shape or form or attempt to as a journeyman, you know, as they would, that's the whole thing. It's like standing on a bridge with a 275-foot dragon and all you've got is a 6-foot sword. When learning how to play guitar at first. That's what it's like. I hate to use the fantasy analogy, but it's the most vivid way for me to describe what it's like to learn how to play guitar at first.
Mm-hmm.
And then either you start to get stronger with the sword and you are no longer intimidated by this dragon and you're willing to take a few cuts at it just to see how far you can get, the more you progress. And, you know, eventually, instead of taking cuts at it, you have its head bowed down and you are about to step on and ride this great beast. So that's, you know, that's the whole essence between fighting and then finding the friendship between you and this dragon. And that's what guitar playing was like for me.
Yeah. This is my car, version 3.
Oh, that's just a badass car driving song.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm singing on it, singing outside the box again. There's a lot of crazy, you know, put yourself in a drift car or put yourself in a car being chased, you know, put mm-hmm. yourself in a race with another car, cross country, whatever. I don't care. And that's what it is. It was more of a movie theme in my head, you know. It's just about driving a car. If you listen to the lyrics, it's all about driving the car.
This is my car. We'll be right back.
that dark blue car over there. 1,700 horses sitting underneath the hood. Three stages of nitrous. Racing suspension. Carbon fiber drive shaft. And the list goes on. You think you can outdrive me, kid? Then I suggest you get in your car. Because I'm about to take you to school. Old school.
Listening to the Mix Files, and we appreciate that you have. The Mix Files premieres a new interview with a Mixposure.com artist each week on Saturday Night Rocks. Saturday Night Rocks airs on Mixstream Radio from Mixposure.com, beginning at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and going until midnight. Our guest this week has been Ked Dieter. Ked is a disc jockey also on Mixstream Radio. His show is on Sunday nights. Check it out sometime. We appreciate you listening. We hope you will check the Mixposure.com homepage frequently. Think of it as a bulletin board for all things going on at Mixposure.com. And I put a blog up there each week, usually on Thursday, with details about the Mix Files, who our guest will be, the times, along with links to the chat and radio and all of that good, groovy, cool, fine, spiffy, bizwack stuff. Check it out. We'll be right back.
Ken, I love you like a brother, man. I have had a great time. This has just been, I have had another wonderful time, and I appreciate
you. There you go. Enjoy. Enjoy life. Give love and enjoy life, man. Give life, give forth music. Enjoy love, give life.
Ken.
You can use that one.
I'm planning on it.
Okay, good.
I love you, brother. I love you, dude. I'll talk to you later, man.
You be good, and I'm very humbled, and thank you, sir.
Thank you, kid.
Okay, hanging up.
Bye-bye.
The Mix Files, number 16.